Okay.
Hello everyone, welcome to the class 3 of the group 3 session. Rosario, can we have the opening chant?
Yes. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Gurume Deva Sarvakariyachu Sarvada.
Alright, yeah, that was a good idea.
I don't sing, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I don't sing.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's okay. So it's Vakratunda Mahakaya, where I hear Kaya.
Kaya? Okay.
Kaya. Ka. It's a.
Kaya. Oh, yes. Okay.
Kaya. Ya, the end of Kaya. Those a short vowel. Surya Koti Samaprabha. Nirvignam Kurume Deva. And not Deva. It's Deva.
Yes.
Again, Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada. Karya, ka, again, it's the long vowel.
Karyeshu.
Can you try again?
Okay. Vakratunda Mahakaya.
Very good.
Surya Koti Samaprabha. Nirvignam Kurume Deva. Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.
Wonderful.
Yeah? Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. Alright. I'm just muting Seema and Mary. I'm getting some disturbances from the line. So, we will get into the class right away. We were seeing the vowels, alphabets, right? Have any of you practiced? Anyone wants to recite it once? I think it would be better if all of you recite it once. So we will start with Iliana. Liliana, can I hear from you?
The screen gone?
A.
Now the screen gone again.
My screen is gone. Is it not visible for you?
The screen gone. Say but A.
I.
A. I. What's happened with the screen? Sometimes I don't know.
1 second.
Okay. O. Au.
O. Au. Aha.
Aha.
I'm sharing it again. You just stopped it and doing it again. It was a good try, Liliana. I appreciate it. Monika, can I hear from you?
Okay.
Visible now? Where am I screaming?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Whether my screen is visible to you?
No, I cannot see. Yes, now I can see it. Yes.
All right, yeah, go, please.
Okay, so... A... E... U... No? Is that I'm seeing... Oh, okay. You want me to do a short and then... Okay. E. U. R. Le. E. I. O. Au.
Aham. It's not aham, it's just aha.
Ah, aha. Sorry.
Very, it's a great try. Monica, can you try?
Ah? No. Aha.
Yeah, aha. From the beginning, e.
A-A-I-I, U-U, R-R, L.
Yeah.
A-I-O-O, A-H-A.
Wonderful. That's great.
Thank you.
Seema, can you try?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
E.
Fine. Yeah.
I. Oh, how?
Okay. A, I, O, O are all long vowels. So you can elongate a little bit like A, I, O, O, aha.
A, I, O, O, aha.
Wonderful. That's great. Mary, can you try?
E, U, U, R, R, O, A, I, O, A, aha.
Wonderful. The R, R, L, they cannot be like a consonant without the support of A. It's not R, L, L is a consonant.
Okay, so R, R, U.
R, L, L.
R, L, L.
L, yeah.
L, okay. Yes.
Great. So I will just take you once again all for the writing part of this and then we'll move on to the new lesson today. So this is the A, where you write a kind of tree with a horizontal line in the mid and a vertical line and close it off. And an extra vertical line to A will become A. So E has to be like yes with a small root kind of over the top. And similarly E will have a curve at the top of E. So a e e. U is like a tree and a V. R is like shift operator with a curve and a C. And if you put the double C down, that becomes R. L is like three facing downward with a C at the right end. A is like a vertical line and angle it up and another vertical line. I is like same as A with a curve at the top. O is like A with a curve over the top is O. And a double curve of A becomes AU. It's Anuswara. A with a dot on the top. AHA. The H is a Visarga. So A followed by two dots is Visarga. And always remember AM and AHA. Also join with other vowels. So whichever vowel it joins, it takes that form. For example, if it joins A, AM, AHA. That becomes AM and AHA. If it joins E, im and iha. Ihi. So there you cannot say it as iha, it's ihi. It follows the same form of the vowel present before. Uhu. You cannot say uha. So visarga is just the double dot. Wherever it joins, it will take that form. And so is anuswara. Im, im. So all this are anuswara and visarga. Any one of you had problem in writing the letter? Do you want me to demonstrate it or are you fine with writing portion?
So I am fine with writing, except I feel that I'm just copying what I'm seeing. Okay. I'm a little confused about what it is that you're teaching us right now. Combining a vowel with a consonant? Is that what you heard you say?
No, we just finished vowels. We had two start consonants.
Okay, so this is what I mean. I'm confused. I'm not really sure what I understand what you were just trying to teach us.
Which part of it made you confused?
When you were saying that it takes on the sound of the vowel, I got confused. I didn't really know what you meant. Maybe I misunderstood you altogether.
For r and all that?
Yeah, yes, I think so.
Yeah, I actually mentioned it in the last class, I guess, because there are some of the vowels which are independent. You cannot cut that further. For example, is only a. You cannot try to divide it into two. E plus a, nothing of that sort. And then we had certain vowels where we have to combine two independent vowels to create one vowel. Like A plus E becomes A. A plus E becomes I. U, O and A. R, R, L are all vowels, but they are also dependent on some other vowel.
Oh, I see now. I see what you mean. Because I remember you showed these to us last time, but I didn't understand that you were... I did understand the reference, but I see what you mean now. Okay. Thank you.
So remember, there are independent vowels and dependent vowels for now. So from now on, just try to get hold on to the Devanagari script rather than using the transliteration. It was just to make you understand how to approximate the pronunciation. And also when you go through some books where you have transliteration, you should not struggle to read it. So that was the reason for showing your transliterations. So yeah, that's good. I hope everyone is clear with the writing part. So try to practice it every day so that you get used to it before we get into spoken Sanskritam as well. So again, a short detailing about the vowels. It's further called as simple vowels and diphthong vowels. So mono syllable or dual syllable could be the explanation for that, and also the length and duration of the pronunciation. If you say it's just a single blink of your eye. If you say that is double blink. So a short and long vowels. Diphthong can be combination of two vowels in a single syllable, in which one sound begins and glides smoothly to the second sound. So that also become a long vowel. The example we saw was A, it's A to E. So the transition is from A to E, A. And I'm very sorry that this part is wrong. It's E, I made a mistake there, so please don't note it down, but just remember it's E and U. So lastly, the anuswara and visarga. Anuswara is from nasal, it's a. If you add anuswara to a, that becomes or a. So both are correct variations. For now, stick on to And dots, two dots is visarga, which means sending forward or forth. So this air, excess air that is present in the lungs, it is expelled out from the lung. So that is your visarga. Now we will get into consonants. So I will just read the chart once or probably five times so that hear the sound properly and we will try to analyze it and learn it for the today's class. I'll start from here. I'm going this way. From left to right, left to right, left to right, left to right, and left to right. So the first one is K. K.
K.
G. G. N. Ch. Ch. J. J. N. T. T. D. D. N. T. T. D. D. N. P. P. B. B. M. I'll do it again. K. K. G. G. N. Ch. Ch. J. J. N. T. T. D. D. N. T. T. D. D. N. P. P. B. B. M. So before we practice, I'll tell you some of the things to be noted down here before we say. So consonants are basically produced by obstructing or stopping the air flow at appropriate positions. The same positions is applicable. Guttural, palatal, cerebral, dental and labial is all there. So where you stop the sound matters here. So however, they are pronounced only with the help of a vowel. If you see here, the actual consonant is ik. We have to add a to make it k, because you cannot say ik, k, g, g, n, ch, ch, j, j, n, n. So that will be a problem. So just for the ucharana, ucharana means the pronunciation or finishing the pronunciation, just to read it comfortably, we are adding some vowel at the end. It is not necessary that it has to be ka, but the traditional way to memorize the consonant is ka. You can even say ki, ki, gi, gi, ni, which is also correct. But for now, we have taken a. Once we are done with this, we will create a bigger chart with all the vowels present and see how the pronunciation changes over every vowel. So, where you stop the air, and with the help of vowel, the alphabet it uttered. So for now, we are taking a. And there are three variations even in this. Whatever we are seeing, it's only mutes. Mutes as in, we'll just stop and we will not go over that. So the first two letters in each group are hard consonants or toneless. We call it aghosha, which means there is no tone. It's k, kh. K, kh, that's it. There will be not any kind of vibration. So they are the this and this or toneless. The next three are soft consonants or toneful. Ghoshavat. Ghoshavat means with the tone. The next two, I mean, and next three, and the speciality of the last group, which are these. They are all nasal. So you have to add nasal sounds to it to pronounce it properly. Okay. So, whatever is unaspirated, they are known as alpa prana. So, second and fourth are with heavy breath. When I say kha, gha, I put some extra effort to bring the breath outside. So that becomes an aspiration. And whatever is aspirated, they are known as Mahaprana. Prana means breath. When the breath is less, like ka, cha, ta, ta, I don't put any extra effort in my breath. I'm just uttering it. So that becomes Alpa Prana Vyanjana. Vyanjana means consonant. And when I say kha, gha, jha, bha, gha, I put the prana with a greater effort, which is Maha Prana. Maha means a huge or big. So I give some extra effort, great effort to the expiration. So this is the thing. So remember, there first two are toneless, last three are toneful, and the fifth column is also nasal. Then we have Alpa Prana and Maha Prana, where Alpa Prana is like very small breath. There are no great effort for that. Mahaprana is like with effort, with a force. When we try, that becomes Mahaprana. Okay, so yeah, if you see, okay, we will practice this once. Can we start with Rosario? I'll help you out to pronounce every single letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ka,
ka. Maximize so that you can see
okay.
It clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope it's clear now.
Okay.
Go.
Ka, ka, ka.
The ka. Second ka is also like first ka. So what
ka,
you can do,
ka,
take your palm,
ka,
in front, keep it in front of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
When you say
ka,
ka, this ka, you will ka, not feel any kind of air in your palm.
Okay. Ka,
when you say ka, ka,
ka,
you will clearly
ka,
feel.
No. Ka, ka, ka,
ka,
no, ka.
Yeah, very good. So, ka, ka.
Ka, ka.
Ga.
Ga. Ka.
Ga.
Ka.
Yeah. Nga, nga.
No.
No, it's as in key. Nga, nga.
No, no.
It's not na, this is nya.
Uh-huh. Second. Na.
Nga.
Na.
Inga, the sound has to come. Na, na.
Na, na.
No, you're still saying na. It's
na. Okay. Na.
Nga, nga, nga.
Na, na, na.
Na, you hear me saying na, right?
Okay.
Na.
With the tongue on the... Ah, go to the... Na.
Sorry? Yeah, it's going to the... Throat
okay.
Only. Na, na, na.
Okay. Na, na, na.
Okay. Try it this way.
Oh.
I-N-G-A. Okay.
Which one? The G, G, Ka, Na.
No, just a minute. Just a minute.
Okay.
You try saying I-N-G-A.
I-N-G-A.
And how do you pronounce that?
A. Na.
There has to be a ing sound. Ing, ing, ing.
Inna.
No. You're still saying na?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No.
It happens. Like, it's a totally different kind of sound that we won't find.
Yes.
When you say king, king.
King.
You don't say king. It's king, right? K-I-N-G. King.
Yes. King.
That in has to come. Nga, nga.
Nga.
Can no? You pronounce king once?
King.
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 So yeah, you hear ing, ing clearly.
Ing. Nga.
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 Nga. Nga.
Nga.
Nga.
Yeah, nga.
Okay.
Okay, you can practice it. Anyhow, the recordings will be there. I'll also try to share some other
okay.
Video where you'll clearly hear the pronunciation or probably an approximated word to it. So the only word I could think was king, because the okay. I-N-G-A is there, ing is there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. You can even pronounce it like inga, 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 inga.
Inga, 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 inga.
I still don't you hear the
yeah.
I-N-G. It's still
yes.
na.
Na.
No, it's not na, it's inga.
No, na. Maybe if somebody else pronounced
yeah,
yes, also, yes, yeah?
You want to go over the rest of the letters and then we'll move
okay.
on.
Okay.
Cha.
Cha. Cha. Cha.
Yeah.
Cha.
Nya.
Nya.
Very nice. Yeah. Ta.
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 Da.
Da. Da.
Da.
Da.
No.
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 No. No. It is the same problem. No. No.
Roll your tongue. Okay.
Okay.
Keep it in cerebral.
Okay. No.
No.
No. No.
No. Practice, it'll come.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I'm insisting you to pronounce it that way once we finish this.
Okay.
Ta.
Ta. Ta. Ta. Da. Da. Da.
No.
No.
No. This will be like touching the dental position.
Yes. No.
So, the earlier na you pronounced and the na you said no. Will not be.
I have problem with the three na. Na. Na.
Na.
Na. Na. Na.
Yeah. So, why I'm asking you to touch the cerebral and pronounce is otherwise both the
na
or na will be heard the same.
Okay.
Earlier, they did not have any kind of script like this to
na.
Na. Okay. Only based on the pronunciation differences, they had to understand the meaning.
Okay.
This na, right?
This,
this na,
yes.
The cerebral na is the one that we use for Krishna. Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna.
So that's this na is
na.
The Krishna na.
Yes.
And this na is like namami.
Namamai.
Namaste. All the na come on that dental.
Namaste. Okay. Namaste Krishna. Okay.
Krishna,
namaste Krishna.
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 So, Krishna. So, if you pronounce it sha, that will become easier to you to pronounce the na, and so you can feel the na well. Okay. So, the last line is
the last
pa.
Is pa.
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 Ba.
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 Pa. Pa. Ma.
Yeah.
Ma.
So, in practice, we'll hear from others as well. So, they're probably...
Okay. Yes, I will hear them. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Liliana, can you try?
Ka. Ka.
Yeah.
Ga. Ga.
Your voice is breaking.
Yeah.
No.
Sha. Sha.
Hello. Da. One second. Your voice is breaking. I don't know what is wrong with the connection. Yeah, go ahead. Sha.
Sha. Sha. Sha. Ya. Ya. Na.
Nya.
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 Nya. Sha. Sringo. Ta. 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 Da. Da. Nya.
Na.
Na. Na.
Keep your palm and touch your mouth. And now say it to Hello.
Da.
Say it. I'm hearing my own voice.
Da. Da.
When you say dha,
da.
Are you able to see da. The
in your mouth? Yes, da.
Say dha and try to feel the air falling on the palm.
Da.
No, this dha.
Da.
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 Na.
Na.
Nya.
Nga.
Na.
No. You say king?
No. King?
Kinga?
Kinga.
Kinga.
Na. Na.
So cut the K. Okay. If you say king, na. Add a at the end, that becomes kinga. Right?
Kinga. Kinga.
Very nice. Yeah.
Na.
Na. No, na. No, you pronounce it properly once. It's na.
Kinga. Na.
Inga. Inga.
Inga. Inga. Na.
Inga.
Na.
No. It's na. Na.
Na.
You are saying na. Okay.
Okay.
This na. This is. You can say it like inga, inga for now.
Inga, inga.
Inga. Actually, inga. The E has not inga. Come in the front.
Okay.
You can work on it. Inga,
inga. Inga.
You try inga. To record the sound of your own voice.
Okay.
Like king, inga, kinga, inga. And see the difference. Inga. Very sure inga. Because you're able to understand it. Well, the inga portion is proper for you.
Okay. Okay, I will practice.
When you cut the E, then that becomes a trouble in pronouncing inga, inga,
oh.
Inga, inga.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so inga,
yeah.
Inga,
inga. Inga, inga. That's nice, yeah.
Cha? You, okay. Cha?
Cha.
Cha.
No. Again, oh. You're pronouncing it like this.
Okay, okay.
Which is Alpa Prana. Alpa Prana means you're just uttering it, that's all. You're not putting any kind of effort.
Okay, so cha.
The transliteration I've written it as CA and CHA, right?
Mm hmm.
Cha, cha.
Cha, cha.
Cha.
Cha. Cha.
Keep your palm and see if the air hits the palm.
Okay. Cha. Cha.
Are you able to feel it?
Yes, I feel more air than the first one.
So these and this and these, the second and fourth, you practice like keep a paper or a, you know, palm in front and say ch, ch. The paper will move backwards.
Okay. When it moves, then it is the second one.
When you say just ch, it won't move. If you say ch, kh, bh, then it moves.
Okay.
Probably next class I will switch on the video.
Okay.
I'll show how it moves, what I mean by moving and how do we do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Give you a week's time so that you can analyze it, see how it is coming in your mouth.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all right. Ja, ja, nya.
Ja, cha, nya.
No, this is ja. Ja.
Ja. Ja.
Nya.
Nya.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
It's not ta, it's ta, ta.
Ta.
Take. Take. Ta.
Ta. Ta.
No.
Ta.
Can you pronounce take?
Take.
You're saying take, right? It's not,
take.
You don't say take, T-A-K-E. No, it's not there. It's te, 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 table,
te.
Table.
Te.
Yeah, te.
Te. Te.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
No, one minute. You are pronouncing it like ta, which is wrong.
Okay. So it's like.
Can you say tamarind?
Uh-huh.
See if you find the difference. Tamarind and tamarind.
I can perceive a little bit of difference, yes, but it's hard for me because we don't have those nuances in my language.
Okay. Which language do you speak?
Spanish.
Okay, all right, Spanish. Okay, fine. Yeah. Then okay. So okay. The te and te or ta, ta sounds similar, but okay. There is a strong T in T.
Ta.
It's like table. Te.
Te.
You will not say table. Te. Table is wrong. You say table.
Te. It's like te, te.
Yeah.
Te, te. Okay.
Don't pronounce te as in north. The TH sound should not come.
Okay.
Te has to come. Ta, ta.
Ta,
for
ta.
That, what you have to do is don't keep your tongue on teeth.
Don't keep your tongue what?
On your teeth.
Okay.
Then you will pronounce ta. See, if you say then, they, the tongue will touch the dental.
Okay. So it doesn't right? have to touch the dental.
Yeah, it has to roll over and touch the cerebral.
Okay, so
the soft palate.
Ta.
Yeah, ta. Da.
Ta.
No, da. You're again getting back to ta sound. It's ta, ta. Dental. Ta. You say ta, right?
Ta.
Is
okay.
It dental?
So, no, wait. You said it has to be dental or not dental? No.
Yeah.
No, right?
The problem is you're even pronouncing dental as dental. The T is ta, not ta.
Okay.
When you say palatal, you say tal, not tal.
Okay. So
there is a subtle difference. Just hear it again and again, you'll get it.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah.
So
I'll pronounce it for you now. This
okay.
alone. Ta, ta. Da, da. Erna. So all these comes from your cerebral. Roll your tongue, touch the tip of your soft palatal. Okay?
Okay.
And pronounce it, you'll get the pronunciation then.
Okay. Da, da, na.
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 Yeah, very nice. Now, ta, ta.
Ta, ta.
Yeah, good.
Da. Ta.
Yeah.
Na.
It's a normal na. Where your tongue touches the upper teeth backside.
Okay, normal.
No. Pa.
Pa. Pa.
Ba.
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 Ba. Ba.
Ba. Ba. Ba.
Ma.
Ma.
Okay, practice it, you'll get it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Seema, can you try?
Ka, ha, ga, ga, nya.
No, nga.
Nya, nya.
Can you be a little louder? I'm unable to hear your voice properly. It's so feeble.
Ka.
Yeah.
Ka. Ga. Ga. Nya.
Nga.
Cha.
No,
cha.
Just a minute. Your
ja.
Nga pronunciation is wrong. Seema, just a minute. Hold on.
Nya. Ta. Ta. Da. Da. Na. Tha, tha, da, da, na, pha, pha, ba, ba, ma.
Seema, do you hear me? Hello? Seema, do you hear me? Unmute yourself, please. You're muted. Do you hear me now? Seema? Seema, do you hear me? Okay, whatever. Yeah, I think she doesn't hear me. Mary, can you try?
Yes. Ka, yeah. Ka. Ga, ga. Na.
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 No, it's not na.
Okay.
It's nga,
nga. Nya,
nya. No, just a minute. Okay. Say king, king.
King. Nya. Nya.
No, forget it. Repeat okay. What I say. King.
King.
Kinga.
Kinga.
Inga.
Inya.
Inga.
Ina.
No, don't use a na here. It is not na.
Okay.
When you say king, you say ing only, right? Not kin.
Right.
So that ing has to become inga, I-N-G-A, inga.
Inga. Okay, I'll say, let me try this. So ka, ka, ga, ga, ka, nya, inya.
No, you are pronouncing this, inya, nya.
Oh, okay. Right.
Say king, king.
King. Okay, so inga.
Inga, right? Inga.
So just ing.
Inga. Inga.
Nya.
No, again going back to nya.
It's oh, gosh. All right, let me try this. All right. Just, would you just say it one time by itself, how it's supposed to be pronounced?
Nga.
Nga.
No,
nga, 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 nga. Okay, nga, okay. Nga. Do I say the sound?
At the end.
Okay,
yeah.
So, nga.
Again?
Nya.
No, you're saying no. Nya, nya, N-Y-A, okay. Nya, okay? It's not that, because we've got a separate letter, nya. This is nga, nga.
Okay. Na.
No, nga, king. You say king, cut the K and try to pronounce it as inga.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can you pronounce ing once? Ing. Ing.
Inga. Inga.
Yeah. Add R to it.
Inga. Inga. Inga.
You have to produce it from your nasal.
Yeah.
When inga. You try to produce it from cerebral or dental, that becomes a wrong pronunciation.
Alright, okay. I'm trying. Okay, so let me try this again.
Make sure your nasal just gets squeezed a bit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can slowly try to cut the E on the beginning of the sound.
Okay.
For now, it's fine. Nga is fine, but it has actually be nga.
Nga, nga.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That happens. Like, we are not used to such nasal tones, right?
Right.
Because for us, even in our mother tongue, we don't have much of these kind of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were not taught with Devanagari. The first class that I attended, that itself was only in Sanskrit.
Oh, wow.
I actually needed water. Okay. So I stood up and told my tutor, excuse me, I need some water. He turned and he ignored what I said.
Oh. Wow.
I kept asking. I was small by then as well. I was like, water, please, water, please, and water, please. And he was not even responding to it.
It oh, my really goodness. Hard.
The first 15 days, I struggled like anything.
Okay, every well, there's class, hope.
We had a rule that we had to speak only in Sanskrit.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
I used to take up Google and used to write some of the words in my notebook before getting into the class, like how to ask for water, how to say namaste, good evening, can I leave, may I come in, and all that. And I used to see the notebook and read everything.
Oh my goodness.
But it actually helped me a lot.
Yeah, I can understand how that could help, yeah. Just a total immersion.
Definitely.
Okay, all right.
And
so,
I was also the youngest member of the class, so it was like taken for granted. Like,
oh.
Whenever you wanted to experiment, I was the scapegoat there. That happens, oh. But if you practice this, once you practice, I'm very sure you'll get it.
Okay, well, thank you for the reassurance, and I'm so happy you're not ignoring me.
But I had that struggle, right? I don't want anyone else to go through it. So I'm sure, even if I spend half an hour with one student, it's fine, but they have to get it properly, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad that you have these standards.
You're
all right, welcome. So I think I understand, and I'll just keep practicing that one.
Yeah, definitely. You just record your own voice.
Okay.
Say king and nga separately and see if both the ends are of the same area.
Okay.
That's one approach. Another approach is feel the nasal sound, which has to be from throat for nga. For
mm-hmm.
nga, it will be just from the throat. For
mm-hmm.
nya, your mouth will stretch a little out.
Nya, nya, nya.
It's like e. The same position is for nya.
Okay.
With the
name. Nya. Is it nya? Inga.
Yeah.
Got it. Inga.
Nga, nya. Nga,
nya. Oh my goodness. Okay. I have to keep practicing that.
Yeah. So you try the cha cha ja ja nya, second line?
Let's see.
Cha.
Cha. Cha.
Ja.
Ja.
Nya.
Ta. 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 Da. Ta.
Rna. 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 Roll your tongue. Make the tip of your tongue touch the roof. Soft palate.
The fleshy
portion of your
tongue. Okay. Rna. Rna.
No, not r. R should not come. It's just rna. Rna. Rna.
Rna. Nya.
No.
Or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then ta taha da dha na.
Very nice.
Pa pa.
No, first pa, one is not aspirated.
Oh, pa pa
pa,
pa. Okay. Pa pa ba pa ma. Ma.
The only thing you have to take care of is the first pa. It also sounds like pa.
Okay.
Just pa.
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 Like plate. Plate.
Oh, okay. So please say it.
Pa.
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 Ba.
Ba.
No, I'm pronouncing this. Ba.
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 Pa.
Ma.
Ma.
Again,
okay.
All the final column letters are all nasal.
Oh, that was so hard. Okay, thank you.
I hope everybody can hear me. Seema is saying that she cannot hear me.
Oh, I hear you very clearly.
All right. Then.
Yes, so thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. So I'll pronounce the entire chart once for you, probably twice. Hear it. I'm sure you'll be able to pronounce it properly. So it's ka, kha, ga, gha, nga, cha, cha, ja, jha, nya, ta, tha, da, dha, na. Ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. I'll do it once again. Ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, Ma. Don't worry if you don't get it properly for now. As you practice, you'll definitely able to hit the proper sounds for sure. Next class, I'll just try to switch on the video and show my mouth position, how I pronounce it, so that I hope that will be of some use to get it proper. Meanwhile, you practice, you keep practicing. Keep in mind that it is the position of the tongue or the throat position, how the sound is produced, and see if it is unaspirated or aspirated. Like k, ch, t, t, p. There are no F words that I'm making. But kh, ch, th, th, p, dh, j, dh, dh, dh. I give some extra push and I clearly feel air coming out of my mouth. And all the last columns are all unaspirated, which means there are no efforts to be put, but the nasal tone has to come. Nya, nya, na, na, ma. So nasal sound has to be produced. It is as if you're squeezing your nose a little bit. Like that, and you pronounce the word, and you'll get it. So yeah, we saw this. Now, do you want to practice it once again, or shall we go to the Devanagari writing of the consonants? Whichever is comfortable to you, we'll do that.
I think go to the consonants, to the Devanagari writing.
Sorry?
I think maybe to go to the writing.
All right then. I hope everybody's fine with that. So yeah, here I've just the same kind of format for that we use for vowels. There's a Devanagari script here, transliteration and space to practice here. So the first letter is K. It's a normal K, which is unaspirated, and a guttural sound has to be produced. So how do you write that? A line and a curve here and a curve here. It's curve. I'll write it again for you. It's like there are a couple of ways again here I started it a little above, here in the same level both are correct. So this is letter K. Now K, K is like you put a two elongated and a line with a curve to the left. In some books it will be connected. Of course, even when I write, I connect it, so that otherwise it just looks like another, you know, consonant that I'll tell you later on, since we have not read it now. So a two elongated, you can take it up like this and put a curve. This is K. Okay. Then comes G, unaspirated G. Just a hook kind of a letter next to it. I'm sorry for the mess. Yeah. This is G. So again,
this is G. Hello.
Your voice is so feeble. Seema, your voice is really feeble. I was not able to hear much from your side. right? Now, gh, it's like three facing right and a line. Or you can do like this. This is gh. Now, ng is like you write e, right? Similar to that, you write and a dot. The side is ng. So this is the sound you have to produce for this. Ng. Ng. So k, kh, g, gh, ng. Any doubts in this so far? Or you want me to repeat any of the letters to understand it? Okay, I assume that it's clear to everybody. I'll go to the next letter group. And one more thing which I wanted to say was the ka, kha, ga, ga, nga, the row. This row is known as ka varga. Ka varga ha means ka group of letters. Varga means that group, that class. Ka class is ka varga. So I mentioned it like that. So this will be referred to as cha varga. Cha cha jajanya is cha varga. Ta tha da dha na is known as ta varga. Ta tha da dha na is known as sa varga. And pa pha ba bha ma is known as pa varga. So I'll go to cha varga now. So to write cha, put a horizontal letter, a U, and extend it. This is cha, unaspirated cha. Now, cha, aspirated, it's like in three to your right, round, and elongated. I'll do it again. This is ch. Ch, ch. Next is j. Write a vertical line and a horizontal line with inverted U or U. Or you can write like U first, then a horizontal line, then a vertical line, then close it. Either way you can write. And J, aspirated J. Write E again. Extend the horizontal line and the vertical line. That becomes J. I'm writing it again. This is J. Cha cha ja ja nya nya. So the sound is basically like N Y A nya. And to write it, invert this a line. This. And do it again. A vertical line and a horizontal line gives you a nya. So ch, ch, j, j, nya. If you have any doubts, you can ask me now in this or the in the previous slide. The kha, kha, ga, ga, nga. I hope it's clear. And getting into the next one, ta varga. So I've given two notations for ta, transliteration notation. One is capital T A, another is T, small t with a dot down below and a A. Both are correct. So in a few texts I saw these as this notation and while others use this capital T notation. But yeah, both are correct again. So for now I'm sticking on to this. The small t with dot behind. If I don't put the dot, that becomes t. So this is t.
Will you show the example of the difference again, please?
Sorry, I couldn't follow.
You were giving us the difference between the two options. I want to see that again, please.
I put a T, small t, and a dot down below.
Okay. And what's the other way?
This is T. Or you can use capital T and A. Both represent this letter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And this is just a small t and a without any dot. Just give me a minute. Alright, yeah. So, T, this is T. Next one is aspirated T. T. So, a vertical line and a round. It's T. Vertical line and a round. It's T. T. Now, D. It's like a line and S. Again, I'm writing it for you. This is D. And the next one is D. D. A line. A line. Turn it around and a bit of curve. It's D. So, T and D looks very similar. The difference is you don't have the curve here at the end. So, that way you can remember it. And R-N-R-N. It's like U and the line next to it. It's R-N. R-N. Alright, we'll go on to the next one, which is the unaspirated th, vertical line, horizontal line, and close it. Or you can write this way too, whichever is comfortable to you. Now the th, aspirated th, around. Sorry. This is th. This is th. Now, d. This is d. Again, this is very similar to t, th. Because the curves are all the same, this don't have any round here. This has a round, and the round, if you elongate it, then that becomes dh, dh, unaspirated dh. Now dh.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'll write and show you here. This is t. Okay, and. This is D. This is D.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So this is D. D. A curve and a 3 on your right. Now, if you watch it closely, the G. This G, G, is very similar to this D. The only difference is G will not have this round. So it will be like this. It will be more on your right, while this round will be on your left. From there, you're taking the letter to your right. So this is the difference. This is G, while this is D. Okay, so just pay some attention to the way that you write it so that you don't get confused. Now the last letter of the Tha Varga is Na. Na. The Na that you pronounce by touching the tip of your tongue on the back of your upper teeth. So this is like this. This is Na. Okay, Na. Now the last group is Pa Varga. So Pa Pha Bha Bha Ma. So first unaspirated Pa is like a U and extended down. So this is U, extend down below and align, which is Pa. Next is Pha. Pha. Aspirated Pha. So you have to write like a line first. Start from your left end and make it horizontal and take it down. This is a little tricky for some people because when you write ka, you do this. But when you write pa, take from the top. I'll write it again. A line. Left end to your right end. You have to cut the vertical line that you've written and just make it fall down like a tail. Next is ba, a line, a curve, and cross it. Again, I'll write it for you. A line, a curve, cross it. This is B, unaspirated B. Now, B. So, B, Ma, again, they look very similar to each other. A curve. From there, you bring it down. Again, curl it up. A horizontal and a vertical line. I'll try it again. A curve. Bring it down, curl it up with a horizontal line and a vertical line. Now the ma will not have this curve at the top. You just write a vertical line, curl it up, horizontal line and again a vertical line. This becomes your ma. A vertical line, curl it up, horizontal it and then make it vertical again so that you will get a ma. So, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. Any doubts so far in any of the letters that we saw? I hope everybody is clear with the way to write Devanagari of consonants. We still have two more groups, but just six or seven more of it that we'll do it in the next class. Once you get this be properly. So again, we'll just go through understanding the consonant ones. So when you want to try to pronounce a consonant, always keep in mind you have got a voiced or unvoiced, aspirated or unaspirated, the point of position and the stoppage or where you want to stop it. Or is it coming from nasal? So the first category is voiced or unvoiced. Now if you take the first group of letters, K, Ch, T, Th, P, there are no voice, which means they are all muted. And there are no aspirations, like you don't give any extra effort. So it is voiced, there is unvoiced and unaspirated. I'll just write it here. I'll put this notation for this. So this column is not voiced and it is not unaspirated. It's not aspirated. So I'm putting minus V and minus A, which means you don't have a voice and aspiration for here. So the second column here, kha kha gha gha kha kha cha tha tha pa, these are all again not voiced. You will not have any kind of vibration here, but it is aspirated. Okay. Just give me a minute. Okay, now the third column, which is ga, ja, da, da, ba, these are all voiced because you will hear the vibration if you keep your hand in your throat. Say ga, ja, da, da, ba, you will clearly feel the vibration. So these are voiced, which means it is not muted and there is no aspiration. It is all unaspirated. So there is no mahaprana here. And for this group, gha, jha, dha, dha, bha, this is again voiced because you will feel the vibration as well as aspirated. Now the last category is voiced. So I have to put a plus here. It's a voiced but not aspirated because there is no mahaprana and it is nasal, which means you use your nose, nasal passage, to get the air out of it. So all these you have to analyze while you write a letter or utter a letter. So the set of letters, again, as I said, is known as varga. Varga means a group of letters or a set of letters. So we just suffix that with the first letter of the word. For example, if the first letter of the row is pa, column, it's not the row. I'll just take this. Yeah, it's the row. Sorry for the confusion. So ka kha ga ga ga. So the first letter is taken to suffix the varga. Ka varga means these five letters. Okay. Any doubts so far? Are you able to understand the pronunciation? If you want me to repeat any of the pronunciations of the entire chart, I can do it for you once. I hope it's clear. I'll just utter it once again, the chart. It's ka, kha, ga, gha, nga, cha, cha, ja, jha, nya, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pha, pha, ba, bha, ma. If you get any doubts, just write to me, or you can even send your recording if you want me to correct it. I can hear it and say. Okay.
Thank you. So, I ask you if you can send the presentation via email?
Sure. Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to ask the same thing. And I just have one other question.
Yeah.
I'm just wanting to make sure I understand. The cerebral and the dentals, those are two different consonants, right?
Yes. dental typically means when you touch the teeth.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Like labial, when the lips join together, or when you use both the lips to pronounce it, like oo, m, when you say m, b, b, p, p, lips join together. So similarly, if you touch the tongue, tip of the tongue, the back of your upper portion of your teeth. So you have upper teeth and lower teeth. In that, the back of the upper teeth is dental. And then if you see your tongue, you will have a hard palate here. Right? This is cerebral. This is dental, where the teeth is touched, and this is where the cerebral touches. This portion.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you touch the fleshy portion, that becomes your soft palate. And if it comes from the throat, then that is guttural. Any other doubts? Alright. So we can go ahead and do the Shanti Mantra. Who wants to do the Shanti Mantra?
I can do it.
Yeah, please.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu.
Bhavatu.
Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Alright, so just a few corrections. Now that we learned the Mahapranabha, I hope everybody can see my screen. Swastir Bha, this Bha. So it has to be Bha, aspirated sound. And also take care of the long vowel, like Sarvesham. It's not Sarvesham. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Purnam Bhavatu. Again, the na is the third row na. Cerebral. Sarvesham Mangalam. The Mangalam, the inga sound has come here. Which means the kavarga inga. Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alright? Okay, then have a great time. Great week ahead. We'll meet in this next class.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.